Free tools are great when you're starting out, but what if I told you they could be costing you more than you think? If you've been running your business for a while and you're still relying on free tools, this episode is your wake-up call. Hi, I'm Aya Bangweshe, and welcome to another episode of I'm the Rookie. Over the past 10 years, I've had the privilege of working with salons, spas, owners, and academies. And one thing I've noticed time and time again is this: many established businesses are stuck using free tools. While that's perfectly fine when you're just starting out, it can actually hold you back when it's time to scale and grow. Today, I'm not speaking to the brand new business owners who are in the phase where free tools make sense, and that's okay. But if you've been in the game for a while, earning good money, and you're still navigating the limitations of free tools, then this episode is for you. So let me start by saying I'm a huge advocate for free tools when you're a new business. Why? Because when you're not making revenue yet, it's smart to minimize costs. You need to test ideas, build your brand, and get your business off the ground without the financial pressure of expensive subscriptions. Free tools helps you to learn the ropes and prove your concepts. But this is important. It's not designed to support you forever. They're a stepping stone, not a long-term solution. Now, here's where free tools can hurt you. Once you're making good money and growing your client base, cracks start to show. Many premium features that you need to streamline operations aren't available in free versions. This means you're stuck creating manual workarounds or spending hours managing tasks that could be automated. You might think you're saving money, but are you really? Often you end up hiring someone to manage these tools, whether it's an admin, an assistant, or a tech specialist. That's money you could have invested in a tool that works for you, not the other way around. Free tools often lack that scalability needed to take your business to the next level. Maybe you can't integrate your payment system, schedule client appointments efficiently, or offer the seamless experience your clients expect. And that can actually hurt your reputation. I've seen two common camps of business owners in my years of work: the over-investor. So these are the people starting out and investing in all the bells and whistles, those tools that have been recommended by influencers. They buy the most expensive tools before earning consistent revenue, then panic about how to cover the cost. On the other hand, you've got people who've been running their business for years, making good money, refusing to invest in premium tools. Instead, they stick to free options, which ironically drain their time and energy. If you're in the second camp, let's talk about why it's time to pivot. When you're scaling or aiming for a better work-life balance, the answer isn't to work harder, it's to work smarter. This episode is brought to you by Developing Educators Academy. If you're ready to invest in yourself and grow your business, check out online courses like the Level 3 Award in Education and Training or the Level 4 Certificate in Education and Training. These internationally recognized qualifications are designed to help you build a scalable, sustainable career in education. If you want to find out more or download the brochure, visit developingeducatorsacademy.com/brochure. Now let's get practical. Investing in the right tools has transformed the way I run my business. For example, I've set up automations for payments, course enrollments, and client communication. Once it's set up, it's like having an extra team member, but without the ongoing cost. Here's what investing in tools can do for you. Save time, of course. Automations eliminate manual tasks, giving you more time to focus on growth or take that well-deserved break. It also helps to improve client experience. Seamless systems make life easier for your clients, whether they're booking services, paying invoices, or accessing products. Also, it helps to future-proof your business. Tools that grow with you mean you're not scrambling to replace systems every time you hit a new milestone. My biggest takeaway from years of working with business owners is this: convenience and scalability are priceless. Yes, the upfront cost of premium tools can feel daunting, but the time and energy you save in the long run is worth it. So if your focus this year or even in 2026 is all about well-being, balance, and doing less, investing in tools isn't just a luxury, it's a necessity. So if you're thinking, yes, it's time, I think, to actually invest in some tools for next year or maybe for the next half of this year, here's a practical tip to make the process less daunting. Firstly, look at your budget. Actually, do you have a budget? One thing I do every year is predict my cost. I have a simple Excel sheet that outlines all the tools that I currently use, their cost, and when those payments are due. So for example, let's say there's a particular tool that I invest in that wasn't on my budget list. I add it to this year's budget list. So when I'm looking at it for next year, and it's a tool that I'm going to continue using, it's then added automatically to know how much I need to have in my business account. So here's another way how it looks. So on my Excel sheet, I'm going to give you a visual kind of description. One side, I list all the tools I use and their cost. But across, I also put in every month. So it'll be January all the way to December. That's a row at the top, all the months. And then the column going down the side is all the tools. And then what I will do, I will tally up the monthly costs. I'll look at the subscriptions that I have to pay monthly for, and I'll look at the subscriptions that I pay annually for. Annual payments is my favorite. I like peace of mind. Also, I don't like when there's loads of payments coming out every month. But of course, there are some tools you cannot buy upfront, and there are ones that are subscription monthly. So let's go back to my Excel sheet. So I put in the costs. If it's a monthly cost, I put in the cost every month for that tool going across. If it's something that I pay for annually, I make sure that I put in that cost for the month that I pay for it. And then at the bottom, it all tallies up. So the total for each month will be at the bottom at the end of all the tools. So it totals it all up to see how much I will need for an entire year, but also shows me the breakdown of how much is going to go out every month. This is a lifesaver. The reason why I do this is because it's so important for you to know how much your business is costing you. When I first started my business, I was actually that new business that was influenced, heavily influenced by those that were on a different level to me. I'll be joining their webinars. I'll be signing up for their tools that they recommend that they're affiliates of. But what I didn't realize is I wasn't their target audience. These tools that they recommended was for people that were scaling. I was just starting. And when I started at that time, a lot of these tools were annual payments, or when you sign up for 12 months. And I invested so much in tools I wasn't ready for. And I wasn't even making enough money to cover them. So when I'm talking about investing in tools, you are not at that stage or at this stage. And this is why now I budget, because I heavily invest in tools that work for my business. And I only invest in tools that I actually need. So if you are on the other side of this, where you're like, I already invest in tools, look at all the lists, create this budget list, list all the tools that you have purchased that are going to also be up for renewal. That's one of the catches you've got to remember. Sometimes we invest in the tool, and then all of a sudden we get this payment notification that's come out of our account. You're like, oh my gosh, I totally forgot about that. Right? That's surprise payment. This is why this budget Excel sheet is perfect, because you're able to kind of register everything that you've invested in. And then you can assess if it's something that you want to invest in next month or next year when it renews. I did that for 2024 massively, and I saved so much money, because some of these tools I needed for that period of time. It didn't mean I needed it this year. You've also got to assess, where's your business actually going now? Do you still need to invest in those tools? Or you invested in another tool that now does multiple functionalities that you were using other tools for. So this is why it's so important to assess and look at your budget, look at the tools that you've invested in and actually see if you need it. And then once you've confirmed, yes, I'm taking this tool into 2026 or for the rest of the year, you put in your Excel sheet. So when you have done your budget, so let's say you do a 2025 budget for all your tools, you've listed all your tools. By the end of listing all the tools that you're using this year, you just duplicate that cell in Excel or Google Sheet, and then you label it 2026, and then you're going to go through it and go, actually, am I going to be using this tool in 2026? No, remove it. And as you go through it, then you start seeing where you're saving and where you may need to invest in other areas. So this is something that I do that I want to recommend. And I think it's something that's really going to help you long term with your business. So this system has been a godsend for me because it allows me to plan ahead and know exactly how much money I'll need to keep my business running smoothly. And I'm never caught off guard. So if investing in tools feels overwhelming, start by pre-planning for 2026. I encourage you to do that. Outline the tools that you need, how much they'll cost you, and when those payments will come out. And by the time you're ready to invest, you'll have a clear roadmap. And trust me, it makes all the difference. Another little quick that I want to give you, if you are going to look investing in tools, I'm a big advocate for lifetime deals. So I like to look at, but I do my research on anything that's going to offer me a lifetime deal. One caveat that you have to be aware of lifetime deal offers is that a lot of the time, they're new softwares, they're new organizations. So sometimes it can be a risk, but sometimes those risks pay off. One of my favorite investments is in this tool called Dillo. I never know if I'm saying it correctly. And it's a video hosting platform that I invested in, I think it was 2024, early 2024, when I was I needed a place to put all the videos for my courses. And definitely didn't want to do YouTube. I did a lot of YouTube unlisted videos for my clients. And although they were happy with it, I knew it wasn't for me. So I was looking for a tool that I wasn't having to pay monthly for. And I rather paid a one-off. And I found a Dillo and it's been a godsend. And it's one of my favorite purchases. It's allowed me to be able to upload all my videos for my courses, but also upload videos for my social media. So any videos that I've created, any presentations that I was going to be sharing on YouTube or LinkedIn, I can also save it in my hosting platform. So that's one of the biggest ones. And I found a lot of these tools on somewhere called AppSumo. So if you haven't heard of AppSumo, I'm going to leave the link in the show notes. But AppSumo is a godsend because AppSumo is the place to go when you're looking for great deals and a lot of the time lifetime deals. AppSumo is something to register to, even if you're not sure if you're going to purchase anything. And another great time of the year, actually, to look for low-cost tools or where tools are offering amazing bonuses is around Black Friday. Black Friday and Cyber Monday. So I would say if you're not necessarily ready right now and you're like, you know what, maybe towards the end of the year, Black Friday and Cyber Monday is the time to invest because a lot of these organizations, and I'm talking about well-established organizations, will do some type of Good Friday deal, whether it's slipping up from 10% to 25%, and sometimes it goes as high as 40%. And if it's something you definitely just want to test out, maybe for a year subscription, then try them out. Saying these are the great times for you to test out tools that you're not 100% sure of, but they provide the premium version. And that's what I mean when I say investing in tools that provide the premium version as your business scales. So these are my tips on those that are going to be looking at investing in tools where you could go. So sign up to AppSumo, click the link in my show notes to get the link for AppSumo. If you're not ready to invest in tools and you're thinking maybe towards the end of the year, look at Black Friday, have your money ready, have a list of the tools that you're interested in trying out. Just be aware that it might be a year subscription and that you have to invest in, but you need to try something out for a year minimum. to see if it works for you, and you're going to be trying out the premium versions. This is my tip. And for those that are like, yes, I think I will invest, create your budget sheet, list all the tools that you are currently using, then list all the tools that you want to use that have a premium version, put in the cost, whether it's going to be monthly or annual payments that you're going to make, that all in. So you know in 2026 how much you need to run your business efficiently. So running a business isn't just about working more, it's about working better, right? So free tools might get you started, but the right investment will take you to the next level. You're no longer a rookie, it's time to act like it. If this episode resonates with you, I'd love for you to share it with someone who needs a little nudge as well to let go of free tools and start investing in tools that's going to save them time. And don't forget to subscribe, leave a review, and connect with me on LinkedIn or YouTube. Let's keep this conversation going, and I look forward to seeing you in the next episode.